Hey everybody, Simon Rettner here. Welcome to the Checkout Podcast. Before we get to our show with Carolyn Davis, the alto saxophonist, a couple announcements to make. On WBGO.org right now, a ton of great content, including our tribute to the late Cecil Taylor with the great Jason Moran. We reflect on his brilliance and artistry. Also, an amazing studio session with the now singer-songwriter Samora Pinderhughes, who might know his work with Common, Robert Glasper, and Kareem Riggins. Well, here he debuts three new songs from his upcoming Venus project. And also, we're in the middle of our Jam Festival here at WBGO, highlighting some of the top education programs worldwide, including Juilliard's Max Roach Ensemble, Indiana University, the Manhattan School of Music, and so much more. But now we bring you our podcast with the alto saxophonist Carolyn Davis. She celebrates her new CD, Heart Tonic, at the Jazz Gallery on April 13th, Friday.
Hello, this is Caroline Davis, and you're listening to my music on the Checkout. I hail from Singapore, which is where I was born, to European parents. My dad's British, my mother's Swedish, and my father got a job there, and so I lived for the first 6 years of my life in that country, and I think it definitely had an impact on who I am today. Being brought up in another cultural setting kind of opened my eyes to a new beginning from my beginning. I moved to the United States when I was about six, so I feel like an American pretty much, even though I have these European connections and I have a European passport and everything. But I definitely feel completely American. Lived in Georgia, in Dallas, Texas, and Chicago before I moved to New York, so I'm pretty much a nomad. I mean, I love New York so much, but I definitely feel like eventually in my life I would probably live other places, other countries. I love traveling. I love jazz music. And I really value not only composition and crafting your own voice as a writer in this music, but I also feel like it's extremely important to have this fire and this swing and this feeling when you're improvising. I know there are people like that out there in the jazz world, and I'm always seeking those people out, but I feel like they can be few and far between, and I am that person, and I want people to know that about me. In the composition sense, I do care that the composition is true to who I am, and that means added complexity. So my music has a lot of complex sections, complex rhythms, complex harmony, and it's not as complex as it could be, I guess, because there's far more complex music than mine, but I also have these open sections for improvising that I always put, you know, kind of functional harmony in, things that I care about with respect to where the history of the music comes from. So a strong sense of melodicism within the harmony. This single that I put out kind of early was just called Footloose and Fancy Free. That song is probably the most complex for my band to play and for myself to play, but it has a very functional harmony section to blow over. So now you're going to hear this 7-beat cycle underlying Footloose and Fancy Free. Thank you. You were just listening to Footloose and Fancy Free off my record Heart Tonic. The rhythmic basis for this song, maybe you didn't hear because it's disguised by some other complex melodies on top of it. The basis for the rhythm is set in the bass voice, and that is based around a 7-beat cycle that I was inspired by a Heart's arrhythmia. I just sometimes would listen to arrhythmias for 10 minutes at a time, just these sound samples, and then I would sit at the piano and write based on what I was hearing. So it's not exact copies, but it's just inspired by those feelings that I would have while listening. I would just turn them up at the top of the volume in my stereo and just feel the vibration of what that feels like and then write this music, this cyclical rhythmic motion that's very disguised in the song. Hi guys, my name is Caroline Davis, and I'm here on the checkout for the segment of my music. I play the alto saxophone. I also play some woodwinds, the flute, and sometimes the clarinet. I also sing in a project called Maitri. There's a lot of different instruments that I play, but mostly it's the alto saxophone, and I compose music. What you're listening to right now is my new album called Heart Tonic that just came out on Sunnyside Records. So I'll start when I was in Texas, actually. When I was getting my undergraduate degree, I really wanted to be a surgeon, and I wanted to be a heart surgeon. So I quickly realized that that took a lot of time and effort. After 1 year of taking biology and chemistry courses, I switched that degree to psychology and most specifically cognitive science. I eventually decided, hey, let me go and get a PhD in music cognition. At Northwestern, I was looking for master's degree programs, but they accepted me into the PhD program, and I was like, what the hell, let's do this, because it was offered to me, and it was a great program, and the people there were really open to me researching there. So I took that opportunity, and it was a really great decision for me because I learned how to research, and I learned how to write, and I learned how to conduct studies, and really the basis of science at that university. And I use a lot of that when I'm writing music and when I'm composing an album of music. And that is how I sort of started this project, which is this idea of the heart and the rhythmic cycles behind the heartbeat. Devised this idea of studying the heart because my father has a heart arrhythmia. It's called a left ventricular ejection. It affects the blood flow, you know, in and out of the heart into the brain. So I kind of got really interested in that because it's obviously close to my heart and my family, my dad. I wanted to actually feel what it feels like to have an arrhythmia because I I don't really think you understand until you have it yourself, but I listened to a lot of, I just went to pretty much YouTube and downloaded a lot of sounds of people who had different arrhythmias and just that like galloping motion, that like dun 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 dun. That sound of this galloping motion of, and feeling like if that was inside my body, how anxious I would feel and how nervous I would feel without maybe knowing what exactly what was wrong. I think many of our diseases and our health conditions, our health challenges come from cognitive feelings we have, but we don't necessarily know what's going on, what's wrong. So I wanted that feeling to be kind of the basis of the music that you're hearing on the album. Not that you want to have a sense of what's going wrong in the music, but just that you have this sense of that anxiousness or this fire again from the music. There are points in the song Ocean Motion where you can hear this sense of a regular heartbeat, which is da 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 da, right? But in my music it comes faster. It's da 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 da, like that. What you're about to hear is my composition called Ocean Motion. In this song, I explore the idea of regular and irregular heartbeats. So the concept of your heartbeat being regular in one early part of the song, and that adjusting to this arrhythmia or this irregularity towards the back end of the song. Thank you. My name's Caroline Davis, and you're listening to my music on the Checkout. My band members include Marquise Hill on trumpet, Julian Shore on piano, Tamir Schmerling on bass, Jay Sawyer on drums, and some special guests, including Rogerio Boccato on percussion and Benjamin Hoffman on organ. The last song you're about to hear from my new album, Heart Tonic, is Dionysian. It's originally based on a song that I wrote years ago and that I kind of rewrote for this album. There is another rhythmic pulse underlying the second section of the song. This song has a couple different sections that go back and forth between each other. The first one, which is kind of this melodic and airy dancing kind of feeling, and the second one, which is kind of more of a driving and that rhythm. The second part of the song. That song is kind of an interplay between two different mindsets of feeling like you want to be intellectual and have a scientific basis for something that's artistic versus a feeling, kind of putting those two back to back. You can definitely hear that in the song because I feel like I always struggle with that as an artist, that interplay between bringing the science into it and just feeling it, because I am a feeler. That's first and foremost in my music, but then I really love research and science, so that dynamic is something I always think about. Thank you so much for listening to my music on the Checkout. I hope you enjoy Heart Tonic. Thank you.
Carolyn Davis's original composition entitled Dionysian from her latest recording, Heart Tonic. We thank her so much for joining us today and telling her story on another edition of My Music. And check her out at the Jazz Gallery in New York City tomorrow, Friday, April 13th. A special thank you to our production intern, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.